Franklin kicks it swiftly deep for Tip Burke, but it's going to be Marco's teammate Parker who turns around and puts it through, and the Swans are away.
He's a good player.
Yes, Dermot, he is a good player, and we talk about, there's a lot of conversation down here about, you know, Kurt Tippett and Lance Franklin and how they got in successive years to the Sydney Swans, and a lot of people shooting them home as the reasons for Sydney's success, but you just got to look a bit deeper than that, and they have got a lot of good players who don't have the same profiles as those two blokes, and one is by the name of Luke Parker, young fella on the way up, can play the game, and he joins us on the show. Good morning to you, Luke.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's good to have you on the show. It must be a bit of fun playing for this team at the moment. It's just starting to really find its mojo. The last couple of weeks have been really, really slick. It must be nice to be part of that group at the moment.
Yeah, it's really good to be a part of. I think, I don't know, out in the field, the boys are just really enjoying being out there and being really enthusiastic. And it doesn't matter who's kicking the goals or who's getting the touches. I think everyone's just loving the way that we're playing and really enjoying that we're getting on a bit of a winning streak at the moment. So, yeah, the main thing is hopefully we can keep that mindset and keep that going.
Good morning, Luke. Nathan Thompson here. Thanks for joining us, mate. Can you sit there after the weekend's game and what you did to that Cats outfit with over 100 point thumb? Oh. No one does that to the Cats. You guys have got a good record against Geelong over the past 10 years, which not many clubs do. But do you pinch yourself a little bit after that game going, hang on a minute, we've just absolutely thumped one of the great teams of the past decade?
Yeah, a little bit. I think we're a bit probably battered after the game, but look, I think the main thing, we came out there and we didn't let up for the four quarters. I think earlier in the season, we probably, when teams came at us, we crumbled a bit and probably went back into our shells, but it was just like on the weekend, I think we just, it was everything was going for us and we're working hard and we just had the foot down for the four quarters. And yeah, that was the result in the end, but I'm sure that the next Geelong game, that's not going to happen. It's going to be another big contest as usual. And, you know, coming up against the best team of the last decade, it's always going to be a tough match. So no doubt, I think the next time we come up against them, it'll be a different story.
And you mentioned it there, just earlier in the season, I'm really interested to know your thoughts on what the difference has been. So first game of the year, you get beaten by the Giants. Also, you get overrun in a couple of games. And then all of a sudden, within this last month of football, the whole football fraternity, especially down here in Melbourne, are talking about the unbeatable Swans. Mm. And just, has there been something you've been able to put the finger on as a group, or is it just the collective sort of effort that's been able to rise and you've now got these new players feeling comfortable and everything's working?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's more just a mindset thing. I think, as you mentioned, we got run over a few times, and that's the big area that earlier in the season, when the team, probably in the third or fourth quarter, go to another level, we weren't stepping up and challenging them. And yeah, I think we have been doing that of late and playing four quarters of football, and whether we're down or in front, our pressure remains the same, our work rate remains the same. I think it's basically worked from there, and obviously it's taken Buddy and Tipo some time to get back and everyone to get back into the groove of how each other play, but at the moment those two are working really well together, and the midfield are running hard and kicking goals as well. So I think as a whole, the back line, even, they're all playing well together, and everyone's just, I think we're just gelling really well and being enthusiastic out there and really enjoying it.
Luke, good morning. Andrew Gaze here. Congratulations on your own form. Outstanding. Your
good
numbers
player
are incredible this season. What have you done differently? Have you done anything differently to see this fantastic rise in your own individual contribution?
Yeah, I think it's just a bit more mature, another pre-season, probably simply, and gives you a bit more run. And I don't know, I've just tried to be a bit more consistent and stay involved for the full game. I think sometimes I could drift out of games a little bit for a quarter or so and then come back. But I think I've just tried to play consistent footy, and it's played to my strengths. It's been pretty boring and simple answer. But,
no, it's good.
It's just playing to my strengths and playing pretty simple footy.
And I guess you know, Luke, that you've got to keep producing week in, week out. When you've got a bloke who can play at this level, we've seen what Tommy Mitchell can do at AFL level, and he's getting 65 touches in the rung below and he can't squeeze his way back in, you know that there are players beneath snapping at your heels. So you probably can't afford to take a week off.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's a great thing for the club. We've got so much depth. If a midfielder, gets injured or something like that, then we have full trust that whoever comes in will come in and do the same job. And if someone up forward goes down, we can shovel things around. And I don't think, if one of the blokes goes down, we're not going to have a weakness anywhere. There's someone who's unfortunate at the moment. There's a few blokes who could be playing seniors. Are playing in the reserves, and I'm sure it's really frustrating for them, but in a way it's good for the club that we've got such depth and people ready to come in when we need.
And what's it been like around the club? A lot going on up your way, a lot of Hollywood stuff happening, the big fellas come in there, big ticket items bouncing around, a lot of media scrutiny.
Better nightclubs are getting into these days.
Is there any sort of fringe benefits that go along with that?
No, not at all. I think Buddy's promised the boys a few T-shirts, but I haven't seen them pop up yet. So, everyone around the club's just really enjoying where we're at the moment. I think, we got full trust in each other, and it's just a good place to be at the moment.
But given with all that intention, in all seriousness, does the coach there have to set you? Is there different instructions given to you blokes on certain aspects of the game, both on and off the field?
Yeah, I think on the field he keeps it. Horses one, he keeps it pretty simple. We had a good win on the weekend, and straight after the game, he's like, "Great win, but let's move straight on." And so he enjoys the wins, and then the next day he's thinking about Gold Coast this week. We had the weekend to relax, and the boys, we all caught up and had a bit of fun, and then we're ready to go next week.
Nature of the competition, Metricon Stadium, Gold Coast, going to be a real test for anybody, and great time for you to go up there, and I'm sure they'll be embracing the challenge. Luke, there's a million other things. Time's always on the fly. It's great watching you play your footy the way you're going about it, along with some of your less heralded teammates. So much focus on the big couple, but there's a lot of quality underneath, and it's a joy watching you play your footy, mate. Thanks for coming on the show, and good luck for the rest of the year.
No worries, thank you.
Good on you. Luke Parker from the Swans.